What'd you get him for his birthday?
No, I ain't give him nothing. Nah, I was playing. Nah, he don't want anything, but I'm gonna give him a shout out. That's what he said he wanted for his birthday. All the guys up here, especially the wideouts, go to social media, give him a birthday shout out. That's Muhammad Sanu, guys.
What was the focus on practice today?
Just coming out here competing. You know, turnover Thursday for us. You know, defense trying to get the ball out, offense trying to protect the ball, and we just training each other. Take better care of the ball. That's all.
Can you talk about the challenge of the third preseason game? You know, it's usually the game that most of you guys play a lot more snaps.
Yeah, it's like a game. Now we're game planning. You know, we right now it's like ones and twos. We taking a lot of reps. It's like a game for us, so we're getting ready.
What do you want to get out of this preseason game for you?
Well, for me, you know, I'm a team guy, so I just want everybody to go out there and be hitting on all cylinders. I'm going to do my part, you know, and everybody else is going to do their part, you know. We just got to go out there and move fast, you know, and effectively. We can't go out there and try to ease our way into things because, you know, with the third preseason game, the ones usually play the first half. So we got to get out there. We got to get rolling and see what we can do.
Have you noticed the communication much smoother, better? I know Matt mentioned that. Yeah. How have you seen that kind of develop over the training camp?
It's been great for us, just the communication, like you said. Getting plays in and out of the huddle, and guys knowing what they're doing. Especially for me, it's my second year, you know, in the offense, so it's easier to me. And now I really see what, you know, what we want to go with the play calls and what route goes to what concepts.
You see young guys like Devin Fuller. What have you seen out of him so far as he's developed
here? He's developing. He's another great receiver we're going to have here who's going to help us out. He has great speed down the field. He's a rookie, so he has little rookie tendencies. He got to get his shoulder pads down, you know, and transition up the field because, you know, here these guys will blow you up if you have the right body lean and stuff like that. So, but other than that, you know, the offense, he's grasping great. He's doing great things for us.
Speaking of newcomers, Aldrick, you've seen him dunking there on the field goal, but just kind of energy. What does he bring right now to this team, Aldrick?
Oh, man, like another guy. Great hands. He was underrated. A lot of people underrate Aldrick. He has great hands, great deep ball threat for us, and he's one of those guys can take a little slant to the house.
How big was that first drive for you guys in Cleveland to get the ball rolling offensively?
It was good. It was good. We just got to continue to keep building. You know, now we got to go out there and play a whole half, you know, and no mistakes. You know, it's hard to kind of do, but we got to minimize them. Staying on sides, not dropping balls, quarterback, receivers, everything. You know, we just got to get better at everything, and we just see what happened this game.
What are the keys going into this for you guys on offense here? Big dress rehearsal game.
You know, just like I said earlier, just everybody hitting on all cylinders. Don't go out there play tense. We got to go out here have fun. That's what we've come out here and train for. You know, we practice like that. We're going to go in the game and play like that. Got to take care of the ball and go out there and attack.
I know you you like track. Did you get to watch both of them last week?
I did.
What'd you think?
Whew. I said, whew. You know what I mean? Boats, he's amazing. Amazing what he can do out there as far as his speed and the length. You know, 6'5", I think. Yeah. You know, those guys, once he opened up, they really don't stand a chance. You know, just how much ground he covers when he gets going. So, but he's very impressive, you know. Knowing he's going to win and you still watch it, you know what I'm saying? It's exciting, though. So.
I was going to ask you, said once he opens up, I don't think that he would really translate to football, though, because you got to have that short burst, right?
Yeah, you got to have that burst to get going because, you know, it's a lot of guys out here. It's just like, you know, like Justin Gatlin. You know, Justin Gatlin get out quick. There's like a bunch of Justin Gatlins in football. They get to that speed quick, and they can catch it before you open up, you know. So, yeah, it'll be hard for him to really, you know, pull away from guys in football.
Maybe kick return.
But you still got to change direction, you know. Yeah. You got to get to a spot, and then you got to open back up. So, yeah, it'll be difficult for him.
Could you do the 100?
Who that?
You.
Me? I can do whatever I put my mind to.
What time do you think you can do?
I don't know. You know, it's just something I had to train.
10.5? I don't know.
You know, I don't know. That's probably something if I train for it and see, who knows. Right. That was pretty high, though. You talked 10-5.